This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pasquantino came up a little bit lame. Holding on to his hamstring, he has a hamstring injury, according to multiple reports, including that of Annie Rodgers. So really, the question is, what do they do about it? How long do we think this injury lasts? And what does this say about Vinny's overall health again this year? Look, he's made it abundantly clear on this show, on social, and a lot of other things. He hears the noise as it relates to his availability and how he has been hurt. In every year, he's been a big league player. Now, it used to be a shoulder problem. Then they got that surgically repaired. It didn't seem like it was that problem anymore. Then, freak injury last year, unfortunately. And he gets run into by a player on a bad throw by Urseg. And then he misses some time towards the end. Fought back really hard, I always want to point out, like to get even back in that season at all, which is crazy. Now a hamstring injury. Look, if it's three straight years, injury prone is what people are going to call you. It just is. For the same reason, no one should ever argue with me if I say Hollywood Brown is injury prone. Like, sometimes things just find you. And look, I'm hoping that this one's pretty minor. I kind of think he's going to miss a little bit of time. We'll see. I think they're waiting on maybe some results to be sure. I kind of think he's going to miss a little bit of time on that end. But this is devastating news. He's their third most important hitter. Behind Bobby Witt Jr. and probably now Jonathan India, maybe second most important hitter, even ahead of Jonathan India, even though he's not hitting leadoff. And I'm worried he's going to miss time again this year. And does it linger? And all the other stuff that kind of come with these problems.
Yeah, it sucks. No doubt it sucks, but it is fair to unfortunately use the phrase injury prone. As hard as that is to say, that's what is out there now, and it's understandable. Now, the hope is... It's early in the season. The season hasn't even started yet. There's no reason to push this hamstring.
No, I take my time with it,
There's no reason to force it. So go ahead and probably put him on IL for a couple. Hopefully it's a couple weeks, depending on the grade strain. It could be a couple weeks. You hope it's not more severe where we're talking about a month or two.
I don't think it is.
Hopefully it's short term. Get him on the 10-day IL, and hopefully by the end of the month or middle of the month, talking about April, of course, that he's back with the club. But they're obviously going to be very cautious with this. It sucks. Final freaking spring training game of the season, too.
Yeah, and it's just I feel bad for the person. We love Vinny on the show, and he's done everything he can to try to stay healthy. And of course, injuries like this occur in baseball and in sports in general. So it stinks again. But in this case, take your time.
Yeah,
because I won't feel this way if Vinny plays. I won't think injury prone if Vinny misses 10 games and then plays the other 150 or 145. She'll be like, hey, you know what? Most players, I anticipate missing 2 weeks in the season. So if you land into that range, we're having a very different conversation. And if it happened at the beginning versus the middle, whatever.
Right.
But it's just about limiting the amount of time he spends on the IL. If he spends time in the
If he ends up on the IL, where do they go from here in the short term? Vern was on with Fesco and Dusty earlier today, and of course, Dusty asked about Cags, but what could the plan be?
Even if it is something that lands him on the IL to open the season, no, I don't think Jack Caglione, I don't think that we're breaking glass because of emergency on opening day. I don't think that's the most advantageous position to put Caglione in.
It's not going to be Cags.
It shouldn't be Cags. For the same reason I didn't want them to call him up a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
This is a short-term stint, that's what it ends up being for Vinny, and it's so early on in the season, they're just going to go with the veteran option. You know, maybe they move an in-house option to first, but as far as like an actual player that gets more playing
Canna,
time.
Who they just signed, played some first. We can talk about him in a minute.
Yeah, it could be him. They traded for him for cash considerations or whatever, or a player to be named later. 36-year-old. If you wanted to go really far down, someone that the organization was willing to put on waivers, he didn't get claimed or whatever, but Nick Prado. I mean, there's other options before they would get to Cags. They're not going to change their plan for him because of what is hopefully a short-term hamstring injury for Vinny. Let Cags do his thing in Double A at Arkansas, get some reps in right field, get more comfortable against the curveball, all of that, and let's just see where we go from here. But it's a bummer that we're talking about it just days away from opening day, that Vinny has a hamstring injury. We'll find out probably hopefully by the end of the show. The severity, at least get some clarity on what their plan is for him moving forward. And on Thursday, of course, we'll be out at Kauffman Stadium for opening day. We're expected to have multiple guests stopping by, including the general manager of the Kansas City Royals.
Say my plan would be pretty simple. I would just play Salvi at first and put Freddie behind the dish. If we're talking like
that. Yep.
5 to 10 games, it's the easiest solution in the world. One, the organization loves Freddie Fermin, would be interested in seeing his bat in the lineup. I mean, this is funny timing now. Last week on this show told you the thing people get messed up in baseball sometimes because it's an exposure sport and it's hard to understand is a guy can look like a really good 100-game baseball player. But if you try to make him a 162-game baseball player, it doesn't look the same. I fear that would probably be the case with Freddie Fermin, is that if you extended him to be a 160-game baseball player, some of the things he does well would get exposed from a hitting perspective. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a couple of weeks where he plays more. And then, Canna probably gets an extra start, or one of the extra infielders in Massey probably gets an extra start. But I don't even think they have to go outside of the regular big league roster, honestly, to cover it, just as long as it is a short-term injury for Vinny. The only way that it becomes Jack Caglione is if it's like later in the year and a serious one, right? Not 2 weeks, not 10 days, not 5 days. The roster is built and have enough people who can play first, built in a way that you can cover this injury for a short period of time. I would just do Fermin more. Maybe that's a bad way to look at it. I'd just probably play him more behind the dish and let Salvi catch. I get Salvi to rest his legs at the beginning of the season. Cool. I get to see a little more extended coverage of Freddie Fermin. That seems fine.
You know how this goes too, convincing Salvi, a player of his stature too, that, hey, you're not going to be behind the dish out of the gate. I think that's part of it.
Like one a week or whatever.
I don't think it'll be a full thing, but they've got obviously a couple days here to maneuver some things if need be to make it happen. But we'll let you guys know if there's any update on Vinny Pasquantino's hamstring injury during the show today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.